In this episode, you will discover why we're complete hypocrites and the exact steps you can start taking today to track whether or not your podcast promotions online is working or not. I mean, literally track to the T. You'll know whether it's working or not. So you're going to want to stick around for this episode. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. My name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tig O'Shea and we are hypocrites.
Right, Tig, the drama. We're hypocrites. Whatever, dude.
We're guilty. We're guilty. We're doing short form content.
Oh, ugh. No.
The yeah. Sin.
I know. Yeah. Honestly, for anyone who's been listening and following along, and if you're new here, we're not big fans of short form content. We don't believe in promoting everywhere and making promotional clips for exposure and turning those exposure into listeners. We don't think it works because, truth be told, a lot of our clients do these things and it doesn't really help them grow significantly or really at all.
Not just our clients, just basically any podcaster we've spoke to.
There we go. So the general consensus has always been, it doesn't work. Don't bother trying it. Why are we doing that? So Tiger, I guess this begs the question. If we are people who are haters of short form content as a promotional way to grow specifically your podcast, if you're using it for brand awareness, love that, amazing, go for it. But it's when the specific thing that we are against is when the intention is misaligned of believing that short form content will help you grow the show. So why the hell are we now making promotional clips to post on social media everywhere?
Right. And I mean, I'll start by just hammering home a little bit more why at principle we just don't believe in it. Because yes, we don't think it helps people grow. And the proof is basically in the pudding for anyone we've spoken to. But for you listening right now, if you're wondering what that might be or like what our science is behind that, it's really because
I think the simplest answer from a principle's perspective, users' behaviors when they go onto social media or let's say TikTok or Instagram Reels is they're going onto TikTok and Instagram Reels to consume content that's short form. So they might see an amazing, just principle, objectively speaking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they might find an amazing clip. Think about the number of amazing clips that you found that you then just completely forgot about 5 seconds later because you're onto another clip.
Right.
The intention of the user on this platform, their behavior, is consistent with consuming short-form content. So they're not going onto these platforms to discover an hour-long podcast. They're going onto this short-form platform to discover short, bite-sized clips that entertains and educates them.
Combine that with the social media algorithm's intentions to keep you on that platform, quickly putting you onto the next video, and you have a very strong recipe or a very uphill battle to actually grow your podcast with short form content. There's also like the sheer competition, like you say, even the fact that a lot of the views are just bots at this point. So even the numbers are a bit inflated. Look, we can get into it, but I think that probably gives a good intro to why we've always been against it, really. So, you know, Anthony, I'm going to throw the question back to you. So why are we now being hypocritical and actually testing the thing out ourselves?
So look, I think for one, it's a fun experiment.
Is it fun?
Yeah,
is this really what we do for fun?
I guess I'm coping a little bit. I would say number one is an experiment, right? I think it's really important that we're constantly not just like saying things. Again, we'll have clients, we've seen this inside and out, but we almost want to prove what we're saying or disprove what we're saying.
Right.
It's really as simple as that, because in marketing, if you're trying to grow a podcast, you're trying different things, you need to be able to create a hypothesis. I don't believe promoting on social media using short form clips will help me grow. That's a hypothesis, right? We know for our clients it hasn't helped them grow, but we don't know what conditions they were doing that under.
Yeah.
Were they posting consistently? Was it inconsistent? Were the clips not intriguing enough, or was it like subjective to them?
We just haven't had enough control over other people's results and what we hear about them to bury the hatchet on this hypothesis. So now we just need to take it into our own hands, right? And really push things to the extreme with the trackings and the way with our conditions to really give the fairest, clearest test. And of course, share the results with you listening right now.
So what we're going to do in just a moment, we're going to break down the specific steps of this experiment or what steps are going to take place in this experiment, the hypothesis that we have, and then how we're going to track the feedback, how we're going to track the results, how we're going to know what metrics we're going to look at to decide, yes, promoting on social media does help or doesn't help, right? We're going to break that down for you. And we're doing this so that you can run your own experiments under your own conditions, because there are going to be certain things with our experiment that might be flawed. And we're going to call that out as well.
Yeah.
So these are things for us to look out for.
Right.
So I guess to get into it, the experiment itself, how are we going to definitively know whether or not this works or doesn't work and what things could potentially go wrong? So the last few months, me and Tyke have, of course, been recording in person as well as recording through Squadcast remotely. We've got these clips. We've then chopped them up using Opus Pro, which is an AI tool that helps us out pick out the best bits. And then I myself, not a team member, myself, have manually clipped bits out that I think are really nice and picked up the best bits of our episodes so far. And again, this is generated from podcast content. As some people would say, repurposing content, right? That's a buzzword.
Yeah, that's such
repurpose
a buzzword.
With this and that.
Yeah.
So from those clips, we have a ton, like I think like nearly 200 at this point, regardless. From those clips, we're going to be posting on specific social media channels. Not just one, but across multiple different channels. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, LinkedIn.
Oh, you nearly gave me a heart attack. God, that's a bit too much information at once.
So again, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, LinkedIn.
Oh!
Another heart attack. And
wait, TikTok? Did we say TikTok?
TikTok as well. Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Throw another one into the fire, yeah, why don't you?
Exact same clips on the exact same days to keep things consistent. Have that omnipresence, as they say. Be everywhere, as the gurus say. And again, I'm not going to get into like, you know, reasons why we didn't really like being everywhere, etc. For this experiment, we're going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And with that, so at this point, it's okay, great. We've got all these clips. We're going to post the same clip each day. But how are we going to, what's the goal like? What is the goal here? So the goal is really to turn new listeners or people on these platforms to check out the podcast episode that we post and promote.
Yes. Well, right? So, and with you saying that, you're saying we're not tracking or testing or really optimizing this experiment to find out if people become long-term listeners. We're cutting this off. We're defining the results just by the short-term conversions of people who see or engage with the clips and then listen to that episode. Is that correct? Or are we also looking at long-term?
Okay. When you say short-term conversions, what do you mean?
Like just listening to the episode that they saw in the clip rather than then becoming a repeat listener and all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Good. Yeah. Just wanted to get that clear.
Awesome. So I think the best way to approach that, so again, we're optimizing specifically to see whether we have an increase in specific episodes that we promote through the week.
Mm-hmm.
To keep things simple, we're going to be promoting one specific episode that we might have posted, let's say 90 days ago, but we've got clips for. So we know that the number of listeners for that particular episode is going to be significantly less because it was 90 days ago.
It's not going to be getting a huge spike, and probably unless we do this. Right?
Unless
but the key is probably, right, because that can sometimes happen. You get people binging your content and stuff, and this is why we need to take it a step further, right, to make sure it's coming from social media.
Spot on. So what we'll do is we will be basically actually tracking two specific metrics. So the first metric is the number of clips we get on the link we attach to each clip. And we can use what they call trackable smart links. For us, it's going to be Podfollow, but Chartable, they allow you to do the exact same thing. And again, if you're listening right now, it's simply a link that you can get for a particular podcast episode, where if you share it on social media, you can see the stats. How many clicks did it get yesterday?
And what's good about these specific websites that we just mentioned for tracking is they're geared towards podcasts, so they also redirect you as the user to Apple or Spotify based on what device you're at. So if you're scrolling and you see our short form clips on an iPhone and you click the link to the episode, it'll take you to Apple Podcasts. And if you're not on an iPhone, it'll take you to Spotify.
So that's the first one we're going to be tracking. So we want to know, when I share these clips, how many clicks do they get? Someone could click the link, view the episode, and not decide to listen.
And in fact, stats would indicate that is what happens the majority of the time, right? The same way that, you know, if you ever set up a funnel or a landing page or anything like that for your business, you know that actually the amount of people that go to the opt-in page is not the amount of people that end up on your email list or behind the scenes.
And I think maybe a one that's probably more universally understood will probably be If you don't have a funnel, then that might not make as much sense. But an easy one is if you have a newsletter or an email list and you send out an email, everyone gets the email, but not everyone opens the email. And then everyone who opens the email, not everyone clicks the link in the email.
Oh, sure. That's a better example.
So that's what we mean by conversion. So just because people are receiving and clicking doesn't mean they're actually going through and taking the next step.
Yeah.
So we need to track another metric that lets us know absolutely that the number of clicks we have an episode, let's say we have an episode that had 100 clicks based off of our short form clip that we posted. We need to see, out of that 100, do we get a spike in the number of downloads we have on this episode? And for that, we can basically use what on Captivate or your hosting platform, whatever you host your podcast, depending what hosting platform you use, unfortunately. For us, we use Captivate because the analytics are amazing.
Link down below.
And you can use the link down below. Yes, it's an affiliate, but again, I promise you, 7-day try, you can try it out for yourself, see what you think. But for this test, Captivate, our hosting platform, is gonna help us see the specific behavior of our listeners over the lifetime of this episode. Bunch of fancy words, what does that mean? It essentially means we can see day by day how many unique downloads I get on each day. So if I post a clip today and it was promotional podcast that was 30 days ago and that promotional clip gets 100 clicks, again, still could be a wrong test. But if I then look back at my listener behavior for that specific episode, and I see that today I have a massive spike of an extra, on average, an extra 10 downloads and listens, I know it's because of the actions I took.
Yeah.
So there's a correlation there.
Yep.
So these are two metrics we're going to be tracking to determine whether or not this is legitimate and it has worked, or whether or not it hasn't worked. And for you yourself, these are the two metrics that you should be tracking. We really want this to be, again, a fun experiment for you and us, but it's also my way of just saying, if you listen to this, the worst thing you can do as a business owner is spend your time and resources on things that aren't going to get you the best results.
Yeah.
I'm saying that whilst I'm about to experiment for the next 30 days.
Right.
But it's true,
but
right?
We're putting ourselves on the sword as the experimenters.
Yeah, we're going to be the guinea pig for you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So tracking these things is going to be so important. So you yourself can see, that's what we always recommend. If you're new here, again, that's what we always recommend. Looking at your retention time, tracking analytics, understanding how to read analytics, and not just guessing. So for us, we're going to implement the exact same thing with these two metrics. Number of clicks on the link and number of unique visitors on that particular day that we promoted.
Great. So as we wrap up, Anthony, I think you made that really clear in terms of what the experiment is, why we're doing. I guess the next and probably last question on the mind of our listeners is, how are we actually going to share this with them? How can they stay updated on how the experiment is going?
So 30 days from now, aiming really at the start of each month, we are going to be doing a review, a month review. You know, what's worked, what's not, what's our data showing us? I'm relaying that information. And we're going to do that for 90 days. Because again, we know things take time to start kicking in and maybe working. So we want to give this a full committed go and see where it takes us, right? You can follow along with this experiment, doing it on yourself, and see how you get on. And what I want to share and be open about as well, there are some limiting factors here as why this may not work, Tig. Because this isn't a perfect experiment. Because
it's not a perfect experiment,
because
right?
Essentially, a lot of our TikTok, Instagram, most of our social media, we don't really use as a way to grow, apart from Facebook, but we don't really use social media as a way to grow our podcast.
No.
And we really prioritize podcast SEO, our content strategy, and guessing on the people's podcasts with collaborations and exposure, right? Truth be told, most of our social media platforms don't have tons and tons of followers. So that is
what we're saying is, yeah, a limitation is we're starting from zero in terms of the momentum on social media. Another one is, of course, we are going to make the clips as best as possible, but you could always argue the
subjective.
What is a fair test in terms of click quality, right? So that's another one.
So that's why we want to encourage you, because your circumstances will be different as well, to experiment and see for yourself if it works or if it doesn't. Now, that's why we're basically hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we're being hypocrites, what you can expect from us in terms of experiment we're running in the next 90 days.
Because we're being guinea pigs for you. That's why I've been hypocrites.
And of course, how you yourself can track whether or not your social media promotion or promotional strategies are working for yourself. So if you're new here, we're completely obsessed with figuring out the best ways to help you grow, to help you gain clarity on why your podcast isn't growing and what to do instead to fix that. we're doing this. We do it for ourselves. We're doing it for our clients. We live, breathe, and eat podcasting every single day. And I love this game. So I'm really excited for this experiment.
Me too. Me too. Hell yeah.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit. So again, that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we do.